Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. The last Friday in March is a big deal every year because the National Ag Statistics Service releases its planting intention reports, not only by state, but also nationwide. And Commissioner Weathers, let's talk a little bit about what farmers are saying they are going to use their acres for in 2017.
Well, you're right. The planting intentions report really starts the cycle for 2017. As we always say, farmers vote with their acreage, so they're voting for a little more soybeans this year versus corn, and that is because the profit potential with corn is not what it was in years gone past. Soybeans are holding their own. Cotton is a little more favorable in South Carolina. The peanuts are. So all of those factors are reflected in the acreage that we see.
Now, I would think that with really nice peanut contracts this year, South Carolina farmers stepped up to the plate.
Well, they did. We expect 135,000 acres this year, which should be the highest that we've ever planted. And cotton is going to be up also 230,000 acres, and that's up 17%, again, reflecting the markets. Corn is down nationwide, and it's down in South Carolina as well at 340,000 acres. That's down 9%. Soybeans about the same as last year at 420,000. So, again, South Carolina farmers are pretty indicative of what we see across the country.
Now, let's talk about where you saw the largest changes over 2016.
Well, I guess you go and look. First off, we talked about peanuts. And again, with the contracts that are out there, they are more attractive. And the reason for that is simply supply and demand. The inventory of peanuts was marketed and sold a little better than expected. So the carryout that always has an impact on prices is more attractive. Cotton is holding its own, even though we're expecting a little higher carryout numbers at the end of the crop season. So that's a little surprise. Again, corn, with the input costs not falling as much as the value of a bushel of corn has in relation, that's why we see those acreage down 9%. So pretty big move there. Again, wheat is back up some from 2017, but still below its previous year, 2015. Wheat is just a volatile crop based on pricing, based on what the market opportunities, because it's usually always precedes another crop, be it soybeans or maybe cotton, and that's why it seems to bounce around more than others.
Now, I would think that the overall message here is South Carolina is still a major player in the ag business in this country.
Well, you're right. And on top of the years that we have faced in 2015 and 2016, it is encouraging because I've been asked many times, and you and I have talked about it, what will the long-term impact be of the flood or of Hurricane Matthew or the other storms? And if you look at these numbers, it's probably more market-based, the changes that we see, rather than impacts of the storms. And that's a positive observation for me to make as commissioner.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.